day three of the Trump impeachment hearings. A White House aide said he recognizes that what he is doing, testifying before Congress, would not be tolerated in many other countries. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman says in Russia, for example, his act of expressing my concerns to the chain of command in an official and private channel would have cost him his life. Vindman, dressed in uniform, testified he felt Trump's request on a July 25th call to a new Ukrainian leader to investigate a political rival was improper. Joining us on the final segment of the show, our political analyst, retired Ripon College political science professor, Marty Farrell. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Greg.
All right. Have you been watching some of the testimony this morning?
Watching and listening.
All right. What do you make of what Lieutenant Colonel Vindman has been saying?
Well, I think the two things that are different today are that, first of all, both Jennifer Williams and Alexander Vindman were listening to that July 25th telephone conversation. And not only that, but also they were directly involved in a number of other interactions between the U.S. government and Ukraine all through this time period after the election of Zelensky. So these are first-hand accounts. These are not second- or third-hand accounts, which previous testimony has been criticized for. So I think that's one thing. They have heard it with their own ears, and they've been involved. So again, for example, Vindman, in the first phone call between President Trump and newly elected President Zelensky right after his election, prepared talking points for President Trump. These are the things you should be touching on in your conversation, as well as just, congratulations. And one of them was trying to root out corruption in Ukraine. However, the president did not mention that, did not mention corruption in the first call. So that, again, if the presidential concern is about corruption, why was it not brought up when it was in the talking points which Lieutenant Colonel Vindman had prepared for him? So these are some of the newer things that we're learning. A lot of it is just corroboration of what the other witnesses have testified to, although now it's from people who had firsthand knowledge of the events.
Senator Ron Johnson sent a letter yesterday to the ranking Republicans on the House Intelligence and Oversight Committees, and he wrote that Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is one of a significant number of bureaucrats and staff members within the executive branch that have never accepted President Trump as legitimate and resent his unorthodox style and his intrusion onto their turf. Johnson says they react by leaking to the press and participating in the ongoing effort to sabotage his policies and, if possible, remove him from office, Johnson said. It is entirely possible that Vindman fits this profile. What's your reaction to that statement from Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson?
I had not seen that.
I just got this emailed to me 45 minutes ago. From Senator Johnson's office.
Yes. Okay. This is basically, I think, the Republicans' strategy has been to try to use ad hominem attacks and character assassination to tear down the witnesses rather than address the actual events. And I guess they find that I have heard that just today some of the Republicans on the committee are suggesting that the president's words in this July 25th phone call were somewhat ambiguous. So at least that's trying to address the content of the conversation that is the main focus here. But other than that, it's more an attempt to attack the press. That's what Devin Nunes did in his opening statement today. It was almost entirely an attack on the media for being puppets of the Democratic Party. Those were his words. So that's not responsive to what the president did, but as to how he feels it's being characterized. Similarly, Johnson, he's the first, again, most people that have spoken of Alexander Vindman have said this is an exemplary patriot. And I don't know what his evidence would be that Vindman was a never-Trumper or was resisting his presidency from the outset. If there is direct or even indirect evidence of that, I hope he presented it. Senator Johnson may have his own problems, and I don't want to engage in innuendo, but he, as chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, I believe it was, is that correct?
Homeland Security?
Foreign Relations.
Yeah.
Senate Foreign. He had a lot of dealings with Ukraine. So I don't know about his own involvement in urging, whether he was working with the president in this plan to try to hold up military aid until an investigation of the Bidens was publicly announced by the president. That's the main wrongdoing that's at least being alleged here. And if you are going to deny that that happened, that's fine. But it should be denied directly, not by tearing down the reputation or the motives of the people that are reporting the facts as they at least saw them.
All right. You mentioned at the outset one of the individuals who was at the witness table today as the House Intelligence public hearing got underway was Jennifer Williams, an advisor to Vice President Mike Pence. What did you make of her comments when she said that she found that phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian leader unusual, I think was the word she used, because it involved discussion of what appeared to be a domestic political matter, in
exactly.
her words.
Exactly. And, you know, that's really the crux of this whole thing. That's the wrongdoing that's being alleged. And ultimately, it's up to the representatives right. and ultimately the American people to make a judgment. But the allegation is that the president was using official U.S. military aid to Ukraine as a lever to get the president of Ukraine to say damaging things about a potential political rival. So that's mixing in personal political motivations and affecting our policy toward a country that we're trying to protect from Russia. And she said directly this happened. She also commented that it was unusual. It seemed that at first Vice President Pence was going to attend Zelensky's inauguration, but the president then said, no, you can't do that, and sent a lesser delegation headed up by Energy Secretary Rick Perry. Now, again, that could be innocent. There could be good reasons for that, or it could be interpreted as part of pressuring Zelensky to do what President Trump wanted if he was to get favorable treatment from U.S. policy.
All right. We have about a minute left here, but there is a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out that says while the country is witnessing one of only a handful of times in its history Congress has gone through with public hearings on whether to impeach a president, the overwhelming majority of Americans across parties say nothing they hear in this inquiry is going to change their mind on impeachment. 65% of Americans say they cannot imagine any information or circumstances during the impeachment inquiry where they might change their minds about their position on impeachment. What do you make of that?
Well, obviously that's upsetting to me. And again, that's part of a problem that we've fallen into, and it could be because of the extremely partisan nature of at least some of the media now, and it allows people to become tribal rather than critical thinkers, rather than actually examine evidence. The tendency is to say, well, I'm on this side, and if it's favorable to my side, I believe it, and if it's unfavorable to my side, I don't believe it. You know, know, I was an educator for about 44 years, and that is totally antithetical to everything that we tried to do in higher education, which was critical thinking. Look at the facts, look at the logic, look at the reasoning, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And it was not about what tribe you were in. What a rotten shame that almost two-thirds of the Americans have fallen into the tribal thinking pattern, because that is not the way a democracy is really going to be able to function.
Retired Ripon College political science professor Marty Farrell, great to have you on the program.
My pleasure, Greg.